Hello, everybody, and welcome to Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's podcast for the week of November the 23rd to the 30th. Hope you're doing well. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whale, and thanks for joining us. Making headlines this week on our show, Memorial honors its best researchers, educators, and staff at a special reception. We'll let you in on who made the list.
Plus, we're all about awards this week. We'll tell you about a pharmacy student who has just been chosen to receive the prestigious Killam Fellowship. You'll meet the winner.
As well, spinning the wheel for charity. Med students organize a special fundraiser for local organizations.
And we'll give you the lowdown on lots of events happening on our campuses in our regular Week Ahead segment. But first, let's head back over to Megan for this week's top story.
Some of Memorial University's best educators, researchers, and staff members were honored with prestigious President's Awards on Tuesday, November 20th in St. John's. Memorial employees were honored at the reception for exceptional community service, outstanding research, distinguished teaching, and exemplary service. This was also the first year for the President's Award for Exceptional Community Service. This award recognizes the commitment of Memorial's employees to helping build stronger communities in Newfoundland and Labrador. Dr. Joan Oldford of the Faculty of Education was the first ever award winner. Dr. Elizabeth Murphy, Faculty of Education, was the recipient of the President's Award for Research, while Dr. Richard Rifkin, Ocean Sciences Center, and Dr. Barbara Neese, Sociology, each received the distinction of University Research Professor. The President's Award for Distinguished Teaching went to Dr. Christopher Sharp, Geography, and Dr. Catherine Gallagher from the Faculty of Business Administration. The five Memorial staff members who received the President's Awards for Exemplary Service were Greg Bennett of Computing and Communications, Linda Kirby from the School of Medicine, Zita Murphy from the Memorial University Bookstore, Sonia Knutson, the International Student Advising Center, and Gary Collins from the Department of Biology. In addition, Dr. Jeffrey Rayner Canham, a professor of chemistry at Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College, was recognized for his achievement in being named a 3M Teaching Fellow.
Meanwhile, Memorial staff and faculty weren't the only ones receiving top awards this week. Students at the Marine Institute were awarded for their academic excellence and leadership skills at the annual Fall Scholarship Presentation held on November the 21st. Over 60 students received scholarships valued at over $81,000. Glenn Blackwood, executive director of the Marine Institute, said the semi-annual scholarship program expanded again this year, adding several new scholarships. Education Minister Joan Burke was also on hand to address the award-winning students and present the provincial government's centenary scholarships. In total, 77 scholarships were awarded.
Pharmacy student Amara Gooman will spend next summer at Ithaca College in New York after receiving a prestigious Killam Fellowship Award. Ms. Gooman has an outstanding academic record and has received a number of scholarships. Killam Fellowship Award winners usually spend a semester at a U.S. university, but because of the structured nature of the pharmacy program, Ms. Gooman was able to arrange to take the award during the summer. Killam Fellowship Awards are made on the basis of academic achievement and extracurricular activity. While attending high school in Clarenville, Ms. Gooman was a frequent hospital volunteer, and she is regularly involved as a participant and organizer for charity runs. She is currently involved in the Canadian Association of Pharmacy Students and Interns. After her summer at Ithaca College, Ms. Gooman plans to return to take up her third year of studies in the pharmacy program.
Well, five Memorial researchers have received more than $600,000 in funding from the Canada Foundation for Innovation for a series of diverse projects. The announcement was made on Thursday, November the 15th in Ottawa. Dr. Elliot Phillipson, president of the foundation, said the investments will further develop Memorial's global reputation as a place where outstanding research and training is being conducted. Research income at Memorial is now at about $90 million per year. The foundation is an independent corporation created by the Government of Canada to fund research infrastructure. And for a complete list of the researchers who have received funding, check out today.mun.ca.
The Faculty of Business recently earned the CMA accreditation from the Society of Management Accountants of Canada. This means that students studying accounting in the Bachelor of Commerce program who intend to become certified management accountants will graduate one step closer to their goal. In order to receive the professional designation of Certified Management Accountant, university graduates must complete a comprehensive entrance exam and a two-year strategic leadership program. With the CMA accreditation, Memorial students who have completed the appropriate set of accounting courses can go directly into the leadership program. They get to skip the exam. Memorial is the only university in Atlantic Canada with this designation, and the business faculty also recently received news that they were reaccredited by the Canadian Association for Cooperative Education. This accreditation is in place for another 6 years.
Staff, faculty, and students from various units here at Memorial stepped up to the plate to help a great cause earlier this fall. Advancement offices were encouraged to collect donations for the Campus Food Bank during Kindness Friday, which took place during Mondays in October. Organizers had encouraged a sponsor to match the weight of food dollar per kilogram. The effort was all in aid of the United Way Avalon. The Telegram jumped on board right away. Employees from Memorial's Division of Marketing and Communications, the Department of HR, the Office of Alumni Affairs and Development, and the Office of Student Recruitment collected 542 pounds of food, or 247 kilograms. And, as they promised, the Telegram matched that amount and donated $247 to the United Way of Avalon.
And finally this week, there will be some snazzy-looking people hitting the streets in downtown St. John's this week, and they'll be heading off to an event organized by Memorial students. The annual Monte Carlo Charity Gala takes place on Saturday, November 24th. It gets started at 7 o'clock at the St. John's Convention Center. The event has become somewhat of a tradition in the city. It was first organized by Memorial medical students in 1977 to raise money for an injured classmate. It's since grown to a gala evening of activity with all proceeds going to selected charities in Newfoundland and Labrador. Over previous years, this event has raised over $850,000 for many nonprofit organizations. This year's event is organized by first and second year medical students. There will be gambling, a live and silent auction, and entertainment with Jazz East and the Insiders. The charities selected for 2007 are Buckmaster's Circle Community Center, the Eating Disorder Foundation of Newfoundland Labrador, Libra House Inc., the Newfoundland and Labrador Brain Injury Association, Raising the Roof, and the Special Olympics of Newfoundland and Labrador. Admission is one non-perishable food item for the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and attire is formal, black tie is optional. And that was the news making headlines this week at Memorial. Let's turn now to our events calendar and find out what's happening in the week ahead.
Well, coming up on Friday, November the 23rd, the Department of Linguistics will be giving a session on audiology as a career. The session will cover information on admission requirements, what audiologists do, and the different employment opportunities. The event takes place at 3 o'clock in room SN2105.
On Saturday at 6:30, fourth-year social work students will be performing Death of a Lounge Lizard. It's a comedy murder mystery, and it takes place in the Reed Theater. Tickets are available at the door for $10, and half of the ticket proceeds will be donated to the Newfoundland Sexual Assault Crisis and Prevention Center.
The men's and women's Seahawks basketball teams will be hitting the courts this weekend against St. Mary's University. Both teams will be playing on Saturday, with the women's team on at 6 and the men's team playing directly after them at 8 o'clock in the fieldhouse. Games continue on Sunday with the women at 11 and the men at 1. The games will cause some changes and cancellations to fieldhouse programming. To find out what's affected, visit theworksonline.ca.
The QE2 Library's annual bazaar takes place on Monday, November 26. There will be lots available, including CDs, homemade baked goods, books, and the famous White Elephant Table. The event takes place between 10 and 2 in the Level 1 quarter of the library.
Monday is also Think Pink Day, so all members of the university community are encouraged to wear something pink and donate their spare change in support of breast cancer research. Tables will be set up in the Science Building lobby and the third floor of the University Center to collect donations and pass out ribbons and brochures.
On Tuesday, November 27th at 8 o'clock in the D.F. Cook Recital Hall, the Munn Jazz Band will be performing in music at Memorial. Jam-packed with talent and directed by Brian Sand, this ensemble is exploring new repertoire, and they're sounding better than ever. Tickets are $12 for general admission or $7 for students and seniors.
Well, award-winning author Michael Winter, whose latest novel, The Architects Are Here, has been garnering favorable attention across the country, and he's going to be holding a reading on Tuesday, November the 27th here at Memorial. The event takes place at 7:30 p.m. in room 1046 of the Arts and Administration Building, and all are welcome.
And all are invited to take part in the annual lighting of the Grenfell Christmas Tree on Wednesday, November 28th at 3:30. The event will take place outside the Arts and Science main entrance. Bring a mug for some hot chocolate and your voice for some Christmas carols. Donations for the Bay of Islands Ministerial Association's food bank are also welcome.
And there will be an information session to review the academic requirements for the Faculty of Science on Wednesday at 1 o'clock in room 2105 of the Science Building.
And finally, the Newfoundland Historical Society Lecture for November will be held on Thursday, November 29th at Hampton Hall in the Marine Institute. Ted Rowe will be giving the lecture, High Tech and High Times, Life at the Heart's Content Cable Station, 1866 to 1884. The lecture starts at 8 and is open to the public.
And there you have it, a full schedule of events to help get you through the next 7 days. There's lots on the go, so get out there and enjoy it.
You've been listening to Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's weekly podcast.
Just before we wrap up here this week, we have to tip our hats to the great folks at CHMR, Memorial's campus radio station, for their use of their studios each week.
Be sure to tune your dial to 93.5 FM to hear some of their great programming, or you can also listen by surfing over to mun.ca/CHMR.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in Room 1024 of the Arts and Administration Building. David Sorensen holds things together as our producer, and Ivan Mazechka oversees things as our executive producer.
If you have any questions or comments about this week's show, or if you have any story ideas for future editions of Studio 1024, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is marcom@mun.ca.
And if you missed out on any of our shows, why not head on over to our website? Log on to mun.ca and scroll to the bottom of the page, where you'll find the Studio 1024 link. From there, you can access today's show and our archives.
Well, that's going to do it for us for another week. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. My name is Megan Whalen.
And I'm Jeff Green. We'll see you back here in 7 days.